to lead my life. Nobody knows, nobody cares. It's only my way to you this time. To learn to lead, to taking heed between all right and wrong. No chance to wait, to hope for fate. This time is really gone. Don't you let go, time is really gone. Well, time is really gone. Yeah, time is really gone. Don't you forget and better act, cause time is really gone. Each one of us came to this wide world to be the part of thee. Open your heart, listen to your soul. You can be free and follow thee. To learn to lead, to take and give between all right and wrong. No chance to wait, to hope for fate. This time is really cool.
Crying. It's a tough show this time. It's been a while since we've done a show because of the world's gone mad, and it's just, it's a sad, sad time.
I was really, we kind of fell into a hole. Wait 1 second. I have to stop this. We kind of fell into a hole. I mean, who are we to complain?
Yeah, not complaining.
Yeah, we couldn't make a show for a while because I guess you know what we're talking about. This is what everybody's talking about. Been talked so much that I think everything's been said already. Yeah, the Ukrainian war started, and
we have friends there. Like this is the band that just played played for you, the Wise Guys, is good friends of ours. They've stayed with us quite a few times. Bearable's recorded them quite a few times, and it's just heartbreaking to, and that's hearing his voice just makes me cry.
There was no doubt as to which song I would play right now, because it was, I don't know how long it is ago, I was in Ukraine with a band maybe 10-12 years ago or something ago. And we didn't know anything about anybody. We had no contacts. We had no people we knew, but there was another band that played. And I remember that band playing that song. And I fell in love right away. And that's the Wise Guys from Kharkiv in Ukraine. And ever since, that was like love at first sight. And it's kind of, it's crazy to think about what's going on there right now. This is insane. And
We know there's war everywhere.
War is not a new invention. No. That is
just for us, it's a little bit more, it's literally closer to home. It's a 9-hour drive from where we are to the border, but then also just having close friends there. Chris, right now, everyone's safe for now. Chris, the singer that you just heard, he is volunteering by collecting supplies, taking it to hospitals, people that can't take care of themselves. And so he's busy and so far staying safe.
And I hope it stays that way. Nobody can predict anything. But I mean, And whatever you may, what your position might be about that war and everything. And I mean, it is, I mean, I know there are 45 million people in that country, and I just know the few people from two bands. It's the Wise Guys and the Rokif Priuki. And I know for sure that these are absolutely incredibly fantastic people, and incredibly great musicians. And they are just, you know, a handful out of millions.
Yeah, exactly.
And why I chose the song Time Is Really Gone, also because the things are not the way they used to be, because no matter where this is going, what this ends with, and how much misery there has to be, things are not the way they used to be. And I mean, we thought, I mean, thinking of my position as an East German, whatever, raised in GDR, and as I was 9 years old, there was the wall came down, and then all those things like Cold War, this polarized world of whatever, NATO versus Russia and everything, those things simply didn't exist. They were just like, we kind of lived in the bubble that we thought, okay, this is crap from the, you know, 20th century, it's long gone. It's 2022. Nobody would do such a crap anymore. And then all of a sudden, Putin goes berserk in Ukraine. Of course, many people have seen that coming. And of course, many people might argue that, yes, also the West has made mistakes and Ukraine made mistakes. Whatever. Fuck this shit. This guy, he wants to bring the whole world back into a time that we thought didn't exist anymore. And yeah, time is really gone. We were wrong. I was wrong with that. And I think this is just, it's really heartbreaking for everything. And I mean, you know, everybody is now being a political expert, whatever, after being a pandemic expert, we all turned into war strategists and everything. Fuck this crap. I mean, fuck countries, fuck
borders.
Wars, fuck borders. Because borders on a map are borders in our heads, and they will always lead to confrontation. For me, this is one world. We all, I mean, can't.
And there's been war since man
yes,
existed.
I know,
so, but it's still, you would think 2022 yes, we would have evolved. But it seems like they always say that time.
History repeats itself.
History
or other people
itself,
say
kind of stuff,
if it doesn't repeat, it rhymes.
Fuck that, yeah.
It's
that.
Fucking crap. So,
but yeah, I hope the whole show isn't. We don't know how this is going to go. We're trying to not be too sad and miserable.
It's
kind of hard to. Yeah, it's just hard.
The thing is, when this whole thing started for the first 2 weeks, we were pretty much in a hole. We couldn't get out of it. It was like we were paralyzed. Everything was just terrible. We couldn't
think
of anything
else.
How do we help?
How do we help?
We can't help from here. We can't just look at it and think, oh man, this shit is real. And
a lot of people have opened their doors to refugees, and
sending
money and lots of friends have started organizations.
Yeah,
to
everybody's get, doing.
Everyone's doing
shit.
Everything everywhere, which is nice to see that it's coming. You know, a lot of people are.
Yeah,
we have friends that are driving all over Germany to pick up supplies to drive it to the border at least twice a week, and
that's
so
great. That's fantastic. But yeah. If just a few days, I mean, the spring started here, the weather is nice, it's beautiful, the birds are singing, the flowers coming out, and we still have some kind of a spring sadness, although we just kind of, try to be somewhat positive and, you know, look into whatever might come. Something's going to be great after that. I just don't know. But, I mean, we have to be somewhat positive. And that's why I don't want to make this whole show, you know, a whiny, no future kind of death.
It's kind of hard to find records because you notice, like, from our other shows, is we always play death and
we have a bunch of doomsday records.
Doomsday stuff. I'm glad we played it ahead of time, more or less. Like,
not sure about
know.
That. But the thing that's also
but
what
now
I want
like, to be hard. It's kind of hard to play them now.
It's also a thing I wanted to say. We have those doomsday records, and I mean, when you listen to those, whatever, you know, atomic war records or something like this, at the time being made from a position of today, you would think like, oh man, these must have been dark times. People were so afraid of this shit happening. But we can now listen to records and enjoy those records for being so fantastic without the fear of atomic war.
Until now.
Until now.
So yeah, the next song we're playing is on the Lubon label. Jeff Thomas, and the name of the song is Spring Sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, yesterday was the beginning of spring. Who knows how long that will last because of the weather always changing, climate change and stuff. So, yeah, for now, this is still spring. And
let's try to enjoy something.
That's what you've been doing and your feelings ain't sound. If you aim to tease me and throw me away, spring sadness is my bill to pay. Day breaks with sorrow and pain in my heart. I gambled with love and I didn't play smart. Too great were the chances, I lost all I had. Now spring sadness has got me so bad. If you're true to me, you don't wanna let me free. No, you wouldn't wanna let me be. I heard your explanation, but I can't fight temptation, so never can I be free. Come fall, summer, winter, I'm feeling no pain. But then in the springtime, my tears are like rain. I guess I'll cry oceans of tears from my heart till this old spring sadness lets us part. Now if you're true to me, you don't wanna let me free. No, you wouldn't wanna let me be. I heard your explanation, but I can't fight temptation, so never can I be free. Come fall, summer, winter, Lord, I'm feeling no pain. But then in the springtime, I chisel like rain. I guess I'll cry oceans of tears from my heart till this old spring sadness lets us part.
Up under a fence like a flop-eared mule that ain't got no sense. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you and I'm gonna get gone. We fight and we fuss like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I had enough of that. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you. I'm gonna get gone. Well, I said I would leave if you didn't change. Baby, it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, and I'm gonna get gone. I'm getting sick and tired of the same old book. I tell you right now, Lord, I'm starting to look. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, and I'm gonna get gone. Baby, it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you far away too long. I've been a fool about you, and I'm gonna get gone. We fight and we fuss like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I had enough of that. I've been a fool about you far far away too long. I've been a fool about you, and I'm gonna get gone.
I had enough of that.
Get gone.
I mean, yeah, just doesn't go to the subject. But I mean, this is a great record. This is what I would call an absolute perfect 60s rockabilly classic. Danny Darren and the Drifting Playboys, Fool About You. Wisconsin record, actually. What does it say here? Racine, Wisconsin. Where is that? Okay. On the Draeger label.
Somewhere in the middle of nowhere.
Somewhere in the middle of nowhere. I don't know. Yeah, beautiful. The other side is unexpected. It's kind of a Italian type jazzy instrumental. It's just unexpected for that one, but yeah, good record.
Are you gonna play the other side, or are you just like
No, it's not that great. It's just it's just an information. This is a classic record. It's not even that rare. So get yourself a copy.
And what was the next thing we're playing here?
I wanted to play, you know, I want to go back to the subjects because, you know, like country rockabilly type of stuff. There's one record which I always wanted. I had it on the Discogs Wants list. And somebody had this record and sold it the day that, I mean, it's kind of mean. There was the war in Ukraine started and somebody sold a copy of Bob Lear's The World's Gone Mad on Hiawatha. And before I could even click it, it was gone. So yeah, for the seller, maybe it was the perfect moment to sell that record. So I'm going to play it off of a compilation. It comes on Hillbillies from Hell. Is that from Australia, I think?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, listen to the lyrics. This song goes out, actually, because I don't want to forget about this. It's an anti-Vietnam War song, and he's singing about what the heck am I doing here? What am I fighting for? This goes out to some Russian soldiers who think they would go on a exercise to the Ukrainian border and then, you know, being pretty much being burned by Putin. So that's just... yeah, there is no good war. There's such a thing doesn't exist. And yeah, Bob Lear's, I think that's 68 or something, on Hiawatha. I think that's a town in Kansas. The World's Gone Mad. Let's call it the record of the month or something.
The world's gone mad, and I'm in the middle of the devil and the deep blue sea. Everybody's looking for someone they can kick around. Rich just to keep a getting richer. The poor keep having kids. The working man pays the taxes while the loafers in the welfare line. The world's gone mad. I'm in the middle of the devil and the deep blue sea. The world's gone mad and I'm in the middle of a war that ain't a war. I just got a letter from another man. What in the heck am I doing here? What am I fighting for? The world's gone mad. I'm in the middle of the devil in the deep blue sea. The world's gone mad, and I'm over here holding heel at 81. The wife couldn't stand the thought of me dying, so she found herself another man. She said he'd have done his year in his war. She went on a protest march. The world's gone mad, I'm in the middle of the devil and the deep blue sea.
Thank you.
ever see the devil rooting up the ground with his old wooden shovel and his teapot and kettle and his pitchfork and ladle and his old hard head. I'd seen old Satan last Saturday night. The fire and the furnace and his lights were bright. All hopped up singing, crime don't pay. Well, the fool man gets you one of these. Hey, look out, boy, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing, crime don't pay. Well, the fool man gets you one of these days. He never was a quitter, a half-baked brother to the purple people leader. He will chase you all around and catch you when you can, telling you, Uncle, he's a devil, not a man. Hey, look out, boys, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing, crime don't pay. Well, a boogie man will get you one of these days. Yeah. And the devil's in his eyes. Chase you all around with a shovel in his hand. I'm telling you, Uncle, he's a devil, not a man. Hey, look out, boy, for old Uncle Rebel. 10 big horns and an old wooden shovel. High as a kite, singing, crime don't pay. Well, the boogie man gets you one of these days.
That was Prince Arky, the tin horn devil on the New Star label. It came out on another label, I can't remember which.
In my head, I see a blue label, yeah. So it came out twice. I forgot. Yeah. But anyway, that's a good record.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Let me see. New Star Records. Prince Arky and his Westerners. What's that name anyway? Prince Arky. Was he a prince?
I don't know.
Okay. I dug out another war-themed record, which is pretty amazing. This is more of a coincidence that I found this. I was at work, and in some random YouTube playlist that I was listening to, somebody made a list of unreleased garage acetates that were never issued. Apparently, that's what I thought. And there was a song, I heard this, I'm going to play that later, but I'm going to play the other side. What I heard was The Uncalled For Since You've Been Gone in a terrible sound quality. And I heard this song, and for me, that was like, oh my God, what is happening to me? I felt like I could sing along to it. I felt like I heard this song as a kid, which I'm sure I never did because it was an unissued acetate. And it sounded terrible, but I thought, if this had come out in a proper recording, this would have been probably the greatest hit of the 60s ever to be made. And I got obsessed with this thing. And first of all, the first thing I was trying to figure out is The Uncalled For. I played you before The Uncalled For Do Like Me on Laurie. An absolute wonderful, one of my favorite garage records of all time. And I had this, and I was trying to investigate on the internet, is that the same band or not? Is that the same Uncalled For? Because this the release on Laurie is the only record they ever had. And there were discussions on some garage message boards, whatever. People were, yeah, they're from upstate New York. No, that's actually, that's a West Coast band. And then somebody said, no, I think I heard they were from Kansas, whatever. There was all sorts of rumors until I figured out both sides of the acetate did come out on a a compilation, which is the Psychedelic 60s volume. What is that? There's not a volume. Volume 5. 1966 revisited, The Savage Sounds of 12 Far Out Groups. It has an amazing cover photograph.
12 Far Out Groups.
Yes. Actually, the whole compilation, nothing is on there that I'm pretty impressed by, but I only wanted it for the acetate of the uncalled for Do Like, not Do Like Me, Since You've Been Gone. Which sounds better than on YouTube, but it's, I think somebody actually just cut off the entire treble. That's why it sounded like crap. The acetate had been in apparently terrible condition. It sounds really, really bad. I might actually do some post processing here to make that sound better. But I'm going to start playing. Yes, well, it's not really cheating. any recording needs to be fixed as good as possible. But the other side of the acetate, which I have never heard until I had the LP in my hand, is Masters of War. Fantastic. It's a Bob Dylan song.
It's covered by a couple of different people.
Barry McGuire, you know, the guy who this... Eve of Destruction. I think it came out with Masters of War as the flip side. So he also did a version of this, but at the time it was nowhere played. They didn't. The record was not allowed to be played on air because it was had political content. We can't do such a thing. Terrible. In the end, they did release it. They did put it out and became a huge million seller. So should have done that from the day one on. And also, the Uncalled For did a version of that. And it's fantastic. It's definitely the best version of that song, I think.
Prepared to have chills.
Yes. this is mighty fantastic. Masters of War. Here it is.
Come, you masters of war, come and build the big bomb. You that build that plane, that build all the bombs. Well, I see through your war. Like I see through the wall that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire, and you turn and run faster, faster it flies. Well, there's one thing I know, I'm younger than. And even Jesus alone won't forgive what you do. You've never done nothing. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? You think that it could? And then I fall on my baby, born in unrain. The blood that runs in your veins, like a Judas of old. You lie and deceive. I will walk and be one. You want me to believe. Well, I see through your walls, like I see through your brain. Like I see through the wall that run down my dream.
Ooh. Riding hard and riding fast, trying to stay ahead of a reputation that's gonna see me dead by the gun. Had to use my gun one night, put a man to waste. This is just the devil's life, running place to place by the gun. Will I see tomorrow's sun? Or will I die
by the gun. Since the time it's been the same, everywhere I go, someone there to make a play, trying to prove me slow. By the gun. Well, I guess I'm fast, all right, but I've never had a friend. All these lonely days I've spent, oh Lord, how will it end? By the gun. Will I see tomorrow's sun? Or will I die by the gun? When I meet a quicker gun that cuts me with his lead, think about these words I've said and write this at my head. By the gun. By the gun. By the gun.
Oh, there we are.
By the gun. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Why
too,
do people why do people have guns anyway? Who invented that crap?
Well, I think in where you are right now in Ukraine, where people, you know, a lot of people don't have a choice.
That's the thing. That's I mean, of all opinions you might have on this thing, the Ukrainians can only choose between bad and worse, between evil and lesser evil. But yeah, they left no choice.
Yeah, we have some friends that also got guns in their hands to protect themselves and their land, which is a horrible thing. But when you're put in a position,
I don't blame them because they have what else could they do?
Exactly.
I'm happy about all the the few people. Yeah, be safe out there. Promise me.
That's Harry Charles by the gun, and I played the other side on the Wildcat label. I played the other side,
Petoskey Town.
Yeah, before Petoskey Town. So
it's a good double sided.
Yeah, it's a great double sided.
Yeah, both both sides go together really nicely. Yeah. So if you want to hear that other side, check it out. Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to make Putin destroy my mood now. I'm just going to play a happy record now. It's just a great record. I think I mentioned before, I don't know why we were talking about Alaska, and I thought of Harry Lee is from Alaska, Rockin' Little Eskimo, sure. And you know what? There was another record, Harry Lee, Every Time I See You. And I thought, yeah, Harry Lee from Alaska. Doesn't sound like the same guy. It is not the same guy. Harry Lee on Vin is from Mississippi, I guess. I think Vin, wasn't that with Ace Records, some connection or something? I forgot. Anyway, that is not the Alaska Harry Lee. That is the Mississippi or Louisiana Harry Lee. Every Time I See You on Vin. So, yeah, let's just have a bit of a good mood here. Where's the button? Here's the button.
Well, every time I see you, I get that feeling,
that crazy feeling.
Well, every time I see you, well, every time I see you, well, every time I see you, I get those chills,
I get high fever.
Every time I see you, well, you don't know what to do to me. Every time I see you, well, the chills run up and down. I think someday I'm gonna lose my mind. Well, every time I see you. Every time I see you, I get that feeling, that crazy feeling. Well, every time I see you, well, every time I see you, well, every time I see you, I get those chills, I get high fever. Well, every time I see you, well, every time I see you. Well, you don't know what to do to me. Every time I see you, well, the chills run up and down. I think
someday I'm gonna lose my mind. Well, every time I see you.
A German guy, a German name and yodeling. Usually that doesn't mean men.
Is Benny Hess a German
Hess?
Name?
Yeah. Hess. People think of Rudolf Hess, which is not a good thing.
Well, that was Benny Hess, Trucker's Blues. Yes. And on the Music Code.
Music Code.
Label.
It's kind of a later record.
Records,
like
the code of good music.
I see. I decoded it.
It's a later one, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a later one. And yeah, that was dedicated to the truckers that are bringing in supplies nonstop into
and
Ukraine borders.
And getting refugees into Europe.
And also bringing, both ways, going back and forth, but then waiting at the in line for hours or days even, I guess. And
but
doing
it
all over again.
So. I don't have a car, so I would do the same. But I might actually go there maybe in 2 weeks or something with Kazi or something.
Yeah.
After your Yodeling Country record, I'm going to make probably the biggest contrast to anything I ever played you on this show. Did I ever mention that I really appreciate all sorts of international rock and roll attempts? You know, there were great bands in the US, of course. All over Europe, there were a lot of, British bands, fantastic. There were French bands, Scandinavian, Italian. There were Mexican bands, a lot of South American bands, especially in the 60s. Pretty much any South American country had fantastic garage records. There was even amazing music in Cambodia in the 60s. There was one country that was unable, I have to say, there was one country that was unable to make any good music, and that's Germany. That's where I am from. There is, at the time...
Schlager? What?
At the time...
I don't understand.
And, nowadays we have amazing bands nowadays.
Now it's different, yeah, for
but,
sure.
But honestly, if I were to pick the best German band from days of old that ever existed...
Was this one that you told me, like the 50s...
This is 1969.
69.
And this band is not just a band. This is pretty much a piece of history because they were incredibly important. And that goes to show two things. It goes to show that, yes, it is possible for German bands to make amazing music. And it also goes to show that I'm an absolute radical anarchist leftist here, because this band sums it all up. Tonsteine Scherben is the name of the band. Lead singer was Rio Reiser. He made music all the way until the 80s. Big legends and pretty much the voice of what anything German anarchists or anything, they would know this band. And this is their this is the title track of their very first album, self-produced. Macht kaputt, was euch kaputt macht. This is an anthem. This is just something you would hear on a rally, whatever. Cops are coming, they would play
loud.
You want
to translate what that says in
yes,
English?
And it means destroy what destroys you.
Yes.
And,
that's a great title. I got chills. The title is awesome.
Why this is so... why this has such a big effect on me is it starts like... I don't even know how to categorize this music. Probably it was like, progressive rock or late psychedelic, maybe. You could still put this in the garage section, but it builds up really slowly without an actual rhythm. It kind of the getting into it for a minute, it's just playing along. And then the singer Rio Reiser just, it feels like he has so much anger and disappointment in his life, and he just shouts it out word for word, all the things that need to be destroyed. And it's just so full of honesty, and I can feel that with him, and that's why this record is legendary. And this is, Tonsteine Scherben macht kaputt, was euch kaputt macht. This is, probably.
How do I follow that up?
I don't know, but yeah, this will be
that's gonna be a tough one.
Different, but this is kind of, my also part of my teenage years, and I love it like all music I ever loved. I still do it just like I do now. So, here it is.
Thank you.
Sudden end.
That one's crackly too. Sorry about that. Maybe I should try to clean it, but I don't think that would do much good. It's kind of hammered.
I like the way it sounds.
That's a Magnet Records, Robert Smith.
Robert Smith. From The Cure. Oh, that's The Cure, yeah.
Gotta Run. And I thought that kind of fit with train rides and running.
Yeah, Robert Smith is probably the worst choice of a name to be... an artist. It's like Johnny.
There's Robert Smith in The Cure. There's another Robert Smith.
They're
all
like pretty much 50 Robert
Smith. Yeah, another big one though in UK as well.
I don't know. I have no idea. What was the other guy? There was another. I forgot.
That was my attempt at some garage, since I didn't know how to follow up that.
That
punk
was
as
the
fuck.
Twinsteinish album was nothing. You could anything could follow with. But I mean, if you translate, I mean, I don't know. You probably find the lyrics to that song somewhere, even in your language. And but I faded it out because this is a live recording. I think it was recorded in Berlin. And they put two songs together. And the second one was an old socialist march, which is, you know, probably a good idea. But you can't, you know, that's when you realize, oh, yeah, there were Germans that played march. But it's, they put those together. I just faded that. And... yeah, since you played kind of a, you know, just a positive record, I'm going to play you
positive.
Almost, well, yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't, you know, in contrast. This one here is, I would call this a soul record, almost. It's got a really nice atmosphere. I can't really categorize it. I would call this a soul record.
It's a sweet thing.
Len Johnson, Sweet Thing, on a label named Rayco. I think it's also a bit crackly. I don't know when and why and how I got this record, but I just played it for the first time. I have no idea why I have this, but I like it. And it's got this, this is the kind of, the atmosphere in that song is the kind of, the atmosphere you want to have in the springtime. You know, sun is rising and everything's just going to be beautiful. So just think about that.
I stand before you with my arms open wide, just hoping you'll take a chance
looking for a woman who's gonna treat me right. I'll love you in the morning, and I'll love you late at night. All I want you to do is love me as I love you, sweet thing, sweet thing. Love is something that everyone needs, so don't make me no exception. Listen to my plea. I'll love you until it hurts, till my love comes down like a rain. And if that's not enough, baby, you can get another man. I'm talking about you, baby. I'm talking about you. So darling, won't you let me know, 'cause I just don't wanna be hurt no more. Sweet thing, sweet thing, come to Papa, baby. You're nothing but sugar, baby. You know I need you, baby. Please come to Papa, baby, my little sweet thing.
You can. I'm not sure how that works.
That was, wow, man. That voice.
That voice, that was a powerful record.
Who that was amazing. That was Hannah Dean, Strange Man, on the Columbia label.
Do we know Hannah
Dean? That went really well with that because he was talking about Sweet Thing and she's like saying,
that's kind of a strange man.
You're kind of a strange man. Yeah. Yeah. The answer song to Sweet Thing.
Not really. Yeah. Who is Hannah Dean? I don't know. That is one powerful voice. Probably that's a, I'm not very familiar with I could imagine she's a pop singer like the... I want to make a correction here. Once we played, what was her name? Agent 99.
Oh, yeah. I have to look it up. I don't remember her now.
Damn it. I said she's probably a famous pop singer that we don't know. She was actually an actress. She played... Probably everybody knows but not us.
Yeah, it was a TV show and everything.
It was the Agent 99...
not so clever we're sometimes. Not so clever.
But also I'm not a movie or serious person.
Well, yeah, sometimes
no
we play the records and then we do the research on it, which is kind of backwards and stupid, but that's just how we are. So
the concept of this show is we open the box of records and just play whatever we feel like playing without being prepared at all. And so also
sometimes we have the background for it, but a lot of times we do the research afterwards, which is stupid, but
that's true. The next song I already did my research on. I think it was the day that you played Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye by Ronnie Martin. So I thought, oh, I wish I already had the Love and Kind Answers, Please, which is another Atomic War Fear record that is just so fantastic. It didn't come out on 45. It is a band from Ireland, but there was a compilation that came out in 66, I think. That's called Belfast. I don't have the sleeve. Belfast's Greatest Sounds. That's a collection of Irish garage bands. And
oh, yeah, you bought it without the sleeve. That's right.
And I bought it without the sleeve because it was much too expensive with the sleeve. And there is this record called Answers, Please, which is just fantastic. It pretty much describes the dropping of an atom bomb. It's absolutely terrible. But why I love this so much is also it also builds up. It's pretty much just a very simple blues play along, but the instruments are very tame. But you can feel with every single, with every verse he sings, he is more and more desperate, and it builds up to it. The song never explodes to anything, but with every single verse, it is like it's getting more and more. It hurts more and more, and you can feel that every instrument and the voice is just adding a little more anger and fear to it, and it is just absolutely amazing. I have to play this song right now. The Love and Kind Answers, Please.
Dust comes down, my friend. What you gonna do when the dust comes down, my friend? What you gonna do when the dust comes down with a million bodies lying around? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Answers, please. Well, you know that strontium from the sky, my friend. Well, you know that strontium from the sky, my friend. Oh, yeah. Well, you know that strontium from the sky. How to make your wives and children die. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Answers, please. Well, how about the gamma rays, my friend? I said, how about the gamma rays, my friend? Oh, yeah. Well, how about the gamma rays? In agony you can live for days. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Answers, please. Well, what should I do in the danger zone, my friend? Well, what should I do in the danger zone, my friend? Oh, Lord. Well, what should I do in the danger zone when the flesh is peeling off my bones? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. answers, please. Yeah, yeah. Well now, Lord, how we're gonna make them stop? Oh yeah, yeah. I said, Lord, how we're gonna make them fools stop? Oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, Lord, how we're gonna make them stop before them killers let it drop? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Answers, please, please, please. I said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me your answers, please, please, please. Give me your answers, 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 please.
One morning, all alone in the land, I looked around the city. I tried to find me a friend. The sidewalks were all empty, the streets moved only when I drove across my city. I said every name I knew. It looks like I'm the last man. If I leave, I hope I do.
Follow up that other one.
It's the answers, please. That was brutal. That is a tough one.
So brutal. So then I did The Last Man, which is the last one to survive. And
I remember the line from Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye. My favorite line is, "The lucky men were those who died."
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was Denny Esba, The Last Man on Quanta Records. It's going depressing. It is hard to kind of.
The next one is supposed to be not as depressing. It's kind of a hit record. It's a classic. The Regents, The Russian Spy and I. Why am I playing this? At the time they were all. it already in the mid '60s. People were wondering, why is this world divided in two? And why do we hate each other? This is terrible. And yeah, what you got to do, like he sings, is the Russian Spy and I, we both wonder why the world is split in two. I don't know where Russia is going right now. I mean, under Putin, it kind of looks like this will be a next North Korea or something. Totally isolated. That is also not good. I mean, as terrible as it is for Ukraine right now, I don't think that Russians gonna have a good time in the future after all this? Because I mean, how do you get out of this? I don't know. The Russians spy and I, we both wonder why.
The Russian spy and I, we both wonder why the world is split in two. The Russian spy and I, we both wonder why the world is split in two. She was the most perfect kind of sex, the Russian spy and I, would give no man time to relax. Watching Uncle Sam's boundaries, couldn't keep myself from asking her in. Russian spy and I, Russians shouldn't know where she's been.
Lineman song,
This is a beautiful record that I have never heard about.
This one is really, I'm so happy I found this. I don't even remember how. But anyway, it's really good. It's on the Rocket label, which is really beautiful.
One of 50 Rocket labels.
Screenshot. The Lion Man song, Ben Gabbard and the Ranch Hands. And I think I was, it's just like, you forget about some people that are over there keeping electricity on.
Especially atomic power plants, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't destroy the electricity.
But there's people that are working in these fields. They're heroes. Actually in the middle of a war trying to keep people that have electricity and water. I know Chris is out of water for the last week. Mm. He just got running water again today. So there's someone out, people are out there trying to keep some kind of civilization going while they're being bombed.
That is one thing. Rockets. That is one thing that people often tend to forget about is critical infrastructure. I mean, all those people and all the technical components of the critical infrastructure that we all depend on, that is so incredibly important. I mean, what do you do without water, electricity, anything? Even whatever, trash pickup or anything. All those people who work in the infrastructure are so damn heroes, because without any of, if anything doesn't work, then everything goes down.
A lot of times they're looked down as what? You can't be a garbage man.
All fucking heroes.
Someone goes to work on the electrical lines. Mm.
And especially, imagine keeping that work up in a wartime. I mean, heroes. Okay, let's just play something completely different. Here's another Nappy Brown record.
Are we ending it now? Is this the?
I think. Let me see. What time does it say there on the thing? We're kind of over time.
1 hour and 13 minutes.
Okay. Well, I think maybe I play you a Nappy Brown record, and that leads me to. Did I mention that before? That I started the show with the Wise Guys from Kharkiv in Ukraine. Kharkiv, I think Kharkiv is Ukrainian, Kharkov is Russian. I'm not exactly sure, or the other way around. That's what I think. But that is the Wise Guys, and I started the show with them, and I want to end the show with Rukiv Priuki, who have also been here visiting. They had a gig that was kind of
We've
a fail.
Run, because yeah. It was I a last minute it. Gig, so it wasn't really.
It was a last minute gig. I'm still so incredibly sorry.
Yeah, we are very embarrassed about that.
Because
but they had good food and good drinks and stuff.
Ever.
So
and
at least something.
They played in a bar pretty much across the street here, but I was never expecting that there would be a death like a curfew at 10 because of whatever the
neighbors,
bar is in a living house, and I was so embarrassed. But anyway, it's a fantastic band, and you're gonna hear that now.
They're really great.
They have tons of recordings made, like just like the Wise Guys. If you don't know them already, just Google that. You find a bunch of recordings, and this is on one of their CDs. They have no vinyl though, and this is a song that is just, I mean, that is the song that this show has to end with. I Picture a World. Listen to that. It's just, yeah,
it's heartbreaking.
Take that and listen to those bands. You're going to find all sorts of stuff to buy from them, like mostly CDs. You better expect them to play wherever you are right now, because they're going to have to survive this war. And I remember when Rukiv Priuki played here in Zwille, they played Nappy Brown's Wella 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 Baby. And I have a Nappy Brown record here that's called Nobody Can Say. And it's a big soul record with strings and everything. And after that, we ended with Rukiv Priuki. If you don't know how to spell that, just make it RVB, just three letters. They sing mostly in Ukrainian. That's why it's for us in Germany or wherever you are. It's kind of hard to, Google that. But you will find out. Here's Nappy Brown, Nobody You Can Say. Nobody Can Say.
You can't say it.
I can't say it. That was kind of a different show today.
Yeah, it wasn't too much of a downer for everyone. It's just how we feel, and we just needed to kind of express that a bit and actually just a tribute to our friends there. And
absolutely.
To say we love you. And
we love you. Yes.
And I don't know what else to say. It's just, it's speechless.
It's kind of the
there's no words really to even say. I don't know.
No, I'm out of words. But also, I mean, what many other people do it these days because, you know, they said COVID is over. It's like, you know, I think they can keep the restrictions up because it's just been too long. And already now everybody's vaccinated. It's all good.
Yeah,
you know?
But we're waiting to see if our tests turn out positive tomorrow.
Yes, we don't
this
know.
This whole neighborhood actually is
everybody's
right now. It's the worst COVID ever has ever been in our neighborhood.
And so. The corona restrictions are now officially over, and that's why
they pushed it till April 2nd.
They pushed it to April 2nd now, but many people are in kind of a party mode. Yeah, bars are open, let's get wasted, you know, this kind of stuff. I am not in that mood at all. I mean, many people probably just, I don't know, they just want to probably
escape
from reality. I can't do that, I'm sorry.
No.
So, yeah, whatever I'm talking about. This was Galigasha G with...
I'm Highfalutin Mama.
And Mighty Mishka. And
be safe out there. Take care of yourself. And
absolutely.
Hug your friends.
Yep. And maybe next time we hear each other on this podcast, there will be, I don't know, freedom, liberty, peace, and happiness all over the world. Nobody can say.
Nobody can say that I didn't treat my baby right. Nobody can say, oh no, that I didn't treat my baby right. Every time she near me, I tremble at her touch. Nobody can say that I didn't, oh no, treat my baby right. I didn't treat my baby right. Nobody can say that I didn't treat my baby right. I gave her all my loving and did everything I could. Her and squeezed her, but that didn't do no good. Nobody can say that I didn't treat my baby right. Nobody can say, oh no, that I didn't treat my baby right.
sloppy from the dawn till sunset. I said, nah, hey, can you imagine a war where as well as he, blue moon dust and gold bar? Not no wrong and not no war. You don't need to be denied just to show who you are. Call it in your torment. Where you are, never, never be born. Never to death, so we can see the whole night through. I'm so proud and happy to start you. I said, now, hey, can you imagine a war where as well as me, falling leaves for blood? Not a wrong, not a war. You don't need to beat another just to show who you are.